All right, welcome everyone. The time is now 6:08 and 9 seconds on the clock, and it's also time for Sports Weekend Swish. And joining us in the studio for all that and more, it is Raj. What's up, Raj?
I'm like thinking, what should I say? I should say that I'm doing wonderful.
He's warming up for
the vacation has been great.
Yeah, he's warming up his Kim Dae-won intro. he's gonna get wound up, ready for him.
Yeah. Well, he did a really good job.
Yeah. Thank you, Raj.
Yeah.
How was your? All right. So here's the question once again: where in the world did Raj go this week?
Well, I adventured into Everland.
Very nice.
I was telling Edwin, it was great. Halloween parade. I've never seen a Halloween parade before.
No, that's went to an amusement park. Yeah. All right. Not a big fan of amusement parks.
Already a Halloween parade.
Halloween parade, they have it going on. That's a theme for the next few weeks.
For a month out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I saw a nice laser show.
Did you get blinded?
Oh, it was blinding. It was so wonderful. Fireworks in the air.
Raj sounds so unenthused about
that. I was totally enthusiastic. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Raj is always going to places single week, but...
We're not jealous or anything. Yes, we are.
Oh, I actually got away for a little bit, so it's okay. But Raj, the question is, this week in sports history, what happened? What are we going to talk about today? We got a lot of interesting stuff today, right?
We're going to talk about really interesting stuff. Okay. We're going to start off by talking about an event that I personally really love, the Olympics.
The Olympics. But the which Olympics? Olympics? Do you love the Winter Olympics? Do you love the...
That's a really good question. I personally like
being
the Canadian, Winter
being
Olympics.
Canadian, that's true. Yes,
also, the first time I ever watched the Winter Olympics was in 1984, Calgary Olympics in Canada.
No.
1984. And I just fell in love with the Olympics.
You know, I actually prefer the Winter Games over the Summer Games as well.
Interesting.
Why is that? The events, right?
The events. You know, some of the events that are... in the Winter Games are more exciting to me.
Yeah.
It's hard to follow up on the Summer Games because there's so many. And interesting stuff, you're actually going to talk about the 88 Seoul Olympics. You know, there's actually an interesting story behind this. Is back in the States, you know, there was one big fast food franchise decided to give out free burgers every time Team USA won a gold medal.
Mm.
And what happened was back then, Soviet USSR, they decided to boycott, I think, that was in the LA, 84. They decided to boycott it, and they had to give out so much free hamburgers, having that they didn't have to compete against the Soviet Union.
Oh, I see.
And they lost a lot of money, but that makes no sense now because that was the 84 Olympics.
Well, what I want to talk about today is the 1988 Olympics.
Yes.
The Summer Olympics that took place in Seoul, Korea.
Do you remember this? Were you old enough?
Yes, I do remember because those were the first Summer Olympics I ever watched.
Oh.
I was really
excited.
How old
were you?
Nice. Even SJ tried to ask me how old I was today. I said, a lady doesn't tell her age, but I'll tell you my weight.
That was the weirdest thing. She would tell me her weight, but she wouldn't tell me her age. We're not going to ask you what it is on air or off the air anymore. But 88 Olympics, September 17th, 1988 was the opening ceremonies for the 24th Summer Olympic Games. And this was, of course, in Seoul, South Korea.
That's right. They were the second Summer Olympics ever to be held in Asia, the first being in 1964, which took place in Tokyo, Japan. So what was really wonderful about these Olympics were, like, Korea did really well.
Mm-hmm.
They got 12 gold medals,
yes,
10 silvers, 11 bronze, with a total count of 33.
The best they had, I think, done. I think a little home cooking helped.
Right, right.
And I want to make it really clear that South Korea came in sixth in the overall medal standings.
That's right. But in the gold medal rankings, they were actually ranked fourth. And there's two different medal rankings that they do. Korea actually likes doing the gold medal rankings.
Okay.
So they were fourth in the their rankings.
Right.
Right.
Internationally, they were ranked sixth because they do the overall.
Hey, still not too shabby.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Fourth or sixth, hey, it doesn't matter. It's great. And you know what's great about the 88 Summer Games was the fact that, Raj, you probably don't know this, but I actually lived in Korea back in 88.
Really?
Wow. I was only, I wasn't even two yet.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. I was
so disappointed.
I was about to turn two, but I actually remember this, believe it or not. And Korea back then was not the kind of Korea that we see these days. And this actually started a huge boom in the economy in Korea.
Mm. Of course.
So it really helped out for South Korea in total.
It gave a lot of international recognition to Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also, these Olympics were very special. I don't know if you guys remember, but do you guys remember Ben Johnson?
Of course.
Yes. These Olympics, he broke a record.
One of the
Canadian,
more controversial.
The pride of Canada.
I don't feel so proud.
But was then, the proud of Canada.
But then, not so much. But you know, recently he came back, actually, to Korea.
I heard about that, actually. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to interview him.
It was like for anti-doping.
Yeah, that's the reason why I wanted to interview him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because he actually was caught for doping.
That's right.
But he also accused Carl Lewis of doping, which that was never proven. So that was kind of interesting. You know, Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis had this huge rivalry going on.
Right. Definitely. Yeah.
Like, it was huge. It was
huge.
Bitter rivalry.
I totally remember it all, too.
I remember that. I'm sorry to cut you, but I remember this because I'm a little older than you all. And by a little, I mean a lot. And then, so in 84, I remember when I was a kid, and in our classroom, it was the motto was like, go for the gold. I don't remember. Do you remember what it was for Seoul?
Not 84. I was still in my dad.
He was still in his debt, so it was go for the gold, but I don't know what it was in Seoul, but I remember the mascot was this eagle, and then in Korea it was...
it was Hodori.
Hodori.
The tiger.
The little tiger with the hat and the spinning thing, but I think, those Olympics were exciting, and I think what's interesting is it started on September 17th. Isn't that a little late?
Yeah, I believe, from what I remember, there are only four Olympics that actually started in fall.
You know why I think it started off? Is because usually the Olympics start off in, July, right?
Yeah,
London was in Korea July. Has monsoon season.
Exactly. Okay.
That's
that
why.
Makes sense.
So
sure.
Basically, that actually has to push out. So, interesting enough, 88 Olympics that had the famous Seoul, Seoul, Buchakko, or something like that. Koreana was the group, and Koreana... that group was, Sohoneul, Sohonjakko, there you go. That's a song. That's a famous song from the 88 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
One of the singer is the father of Clara.
Oh.
Clara.
Okay.
Infamous, infamous first.
Good
pick.
Job, Clara's dad.
So, interesting fact there. But, I mean, you know, we all talked about how much we love, Raj and I, we like winter games.
Oh, wait, but also one more.
One more thing.
Do you remember Greg Louganis?
Of course, the defending Olympic champion.
Do you remember this guy?
No.
The diver.
The diver.
Oh!
I actually watched his video today.
Is this where he busted his head?
He smacked his head on the board when he was attempting to do a reverse 2.5 somersault. I watched it and I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, that really, really hurts.
You know, recently in Korea, they had some kind of variety show where they had celebrities trying to do these platform diving. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
And it was so dangerous, I heard that they had to scrap it.
That makes no sense.
But this guy was like, did you see it? It was pretty violent. He got busted open. Yeah.
He cracked his head. But you know what's really amazing? He went back up and he finished. I would be so scared.
He was a big star. I remember him, and this is one of the guys, for some reason, he transcended his sport because diving is not... do you remember any divers besides Greg Louganis? I don't.
And the thing is that he was a defending Olympic champion.
So
it just makes it all that more.
But I think here the Ben Johnson was probably the biggest track and field.
We all remember Ben Johnson.
9.79 seconds.
My most memorable world record moment was Michael Johnson back in the 96 Olympics, because I remember I was watching that I was watching every event back then.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much hype for the 96 Atlanta Games that I was watching every single event, and I remember watching Michael Johnson,
mm-hmm.
Run that with his gold shoes,
That's right.
You want to call it.
That's right. He would autograph it, I think, give it away. That was huge because I worked for that company in Atlanta at the time.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's all right. And then we also had the bombing at Centennial Olympic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You remember that?
I remember that. They caught him.
Yeah.
Well, talking about Olympics, the new Winter Olympics are coming to Seoul in 2018, right?
That's a long way.
So you're excited about it. You guys both like the winter. I like the Summer Olympics because, I don't know, to me, when I think of Olympics, I just think the Summer Games is, I don't know, it just sticks out to me. I think it's the track and field because it's in the huge stadium and all the countries come in and they kind of parade around the track. To me, that's like the image of the Olympics. I don't know.
Right.
I like winter.
Let's move on. Next, I wanted to talk about Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
He's nicknamed the Mick.
The Mick.
The Mick. Mm. And he was regarded by many as the greatest switch hitter of all time.
That's right. Correct.
Switch hitter, meaning that he hits both on both sides, left and right.
That's right. He played center, and he was a first baseman for the New York Yankees for 18 seasons.
It's crazy how long their careers were back in the day.
This it could have been longer for the MIG, but we'll talk about it later on. But, you know, he has all these numbers right now. You know, you have listed here quite an impressive resume, a Hall of Famer as well, probably one of the greatest players who ever played baseball. But September 18th, 1965 was the special day that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, that was a Mickey Mantle day. What happened was the Yankees decided to celebrate his career because, as you just mentioned, he was a great baseball player. Mm-hmm. I mean, he appeared in 12 World Series, out of which they won 7.
Mm-hmm.
He got MVP 3 times. 14 All-Star appearances. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to really recognize this baseball player.
Was he in the DiMaggio days?
He was playing with the DiMaggio days, okay. Yeah.
So what I remember about him was that, you know, back then the ball players, you know, they like drank alcohol in the dugout. You know, they didn't live the clean lifestyle. Well, I don't know if I could say clean because of A-Rod and everything, but he did like boozing and he did like women. And the thing about his career, you know what's a shame? Is he hurt his knee on a sprinkler in the outfield. You know, they used to have the sprinklers that come up out of the grass.
Right.
And he was going for a fly ball and he got caught in there and tore up his knee.
Ouch.
In the sprinkler.
Now, right. That's the reason why there's no more sprinklers out in the outfield.
Exactly.
Now because
exactly.
Of the Mick. And mm-hmm. You know, with Mickey Mantle, we actually still celebrate Mickey Mantle Day.
Really? Right.
There's a Mickey Mantle Day every year mm-hmm. at Yankee Stadium. And mm-hmm. I remember going to one of the Mickey Mantle Day games and, you know, they have the banner up. Number 7 has been retired, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, no one can wear number 7 with the New York Yankees. But there was quite a controversy. Speaking of that knee injury he was talking about, he was playing in pain. But there was a controversy because back then, you know, we talk about, you know, military and stuff like that, but like Ted Williams was a war hero.
Mm-hmm.
You had all these, you know, athletes who fought in the war, but Mantle was part of a controversy, right, Raj?
Right. He was exempted from serving in the Korean War. As we all know, that took place in 1950 to 1953, right?
Right.
But due to his left leg injury and later due to his right knee injury, I mean, he ended up playing in the World Series in 1951, but they didn't think he was okay for going into the war, right? Mm. You know, to helping out. He was examined on 3 separate occasions, but each time he was denied draft into the military. And a lot of fans started to get really upset.
Mm. We actually kind of touched on this yesterday with Steven.
Yeah.
And the issue of conscription and military service, and we're talking about Park Ju. And if you're perceived to be a draft dodger,
right,
you know, that you can get some serious backlash. And even a player that was as loved as he was
right.
mm-hmm. experienced some of this. So, and it was a different era, though.
But the thing with this one is he was medically exempt, which means military, basically, it wasn't like he was trying to get an exemption.
No, he said he would love to go to the military.
Right, so he was medically exempt, but everyone was kind of like criticizing him because he was playing baseball.
That's right.
But the thing is, that's, you know, he was playing in pain, and that's his option. It's his choice to play baseball or not. And I don't think, you know, he should have been criticized for not fighting in the war. He was medically exempt, and you said 3 times he was tested.
That's right, and every time he was denied. Edwin, what do you think?
I think at that time that was a very different era.
Right.
So from all the, things that I've watched about that time, and I think society was a lot different, and it was a lot harsher. Like nowadays, I don't think an athlete would get that much flack for not going in, because I think what they thought was perhaps, you know, they pulled some strings for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because he was so famous.
Right.
So maybe that was one thing that played into it. But, you know, like SJ said, he was medically cleared. And, I mean, it wasn't like he wasn't trying to go, you know, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Everything I've ever seen about Mickey Mantle, he's very, like, they loved him because he was kind of like this country boy that came to New York and made it.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things, like, you can say what you want, but being a Yankees fan, like, that team with that history, the way they retire all the numbers,
yeah.
Like, you can't even have numbers through what? Like
1 through like 10.
They're all taken, you know, the way they used to be. So I think the history and all of that, and I don't know. I don't blame. I think Mickey Mantle now, everybody recognizes him as one of the best.
Speaking of one of the best, this last one very quickly. Back in September 20th of 1973, another history happened, and this was, you know, There's some controversy with this.
That's right. It was actually a really big event, not only in sports, but in particularly in the history of tennis, the Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard of this. It was a huge event. 30,000 people came to see this event. It was basically a tennis match between Billie Jean King, who was 29 years old at the time, against Bobby Riggs, a 55-year-old former Grand Slam champion. So what was the big deal? Okay, well, this guy, Bobby, he made a very bold statement. He was saying that no woman could ever beat a man on the tennis court.
Sure, during the 70s. I mean, obviously, this was before my time. Thank you. I love it when there's stories before my time. But I remember seeing this on, you know, ESPN all the time.
Huge.
I didn't know he was a former Grand Slam champion, though.
He was a big name at one point. And, you know, the thing about this is Billie Jean King actually initially, you know, said no. And he actually faced off against another female tennis player, and he beat her. And then after that, he was like, see, see? And then that kind of rounded up for Billie Jean King, where he's like, all right, fine, let's face off.
No, she was, you know, this is like, of course, battling sexism.
Right. And
you know what I mean? So.
What ended up happening was King won against Riggs.
Straight sets.
Yes.
6-4, 6-3, 6-3. But I don't know. It's kind of a lose-lose. It was, I guess, kind of a circus match, but 30,000 people in the Astrodome, that's a huge crowd for tennis. You know what I mean?
I think this is, I mean, this is great news. Obviously, there's people that say, well, Billie Jean King was at her prime and Bobby Riggs was 55 years old.
Right.
So, you know, there was, you know, quite an edge for Billie Jean King. But still, overall, this was a great moment, not just in sports history, but in history itself.
That's right.
So it's, you know, one of those days that we can't forget about when it comes to, I guess, just a historical fact here. So good stuff there. We talked about, of course, Mickey Mantle. We talked about Billie Jean King. And we talked about the 88 Seoul Olympic Games. And we'll be looking forward to more, of course, next week, Raj. And we're also going to ask you again next week.
Where
in the world did Raj go? Raj, thank you very much for joining us.
All right,
we'll see you again next week.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That is going to wrap it up for this portion of part one of Sports Weekend. But, of course, we have Sports Weekend Scoreboard coming up next.